Hello and welcome to Booktop. You're on. I'm Bronwyn.
I'm Shania.
I'm Tracy.
I'm Sarah.
And our topic today is book couples versus the real world. So we want to talk about book couples that would and wouldn't last in our reality, and why do we think they would or they wouldn't.
I'm not going first. Don't look at me like that.
Well, I'll go first. I can go first.
Will any last in real life?
Is that is a very important question. I don't know. And then, you know, as we were discussing just before, the good point of maybe, because often what's happening in books is very intense, they wouldn't last if they were just, you know, working a 9-to-5 job
as a couple.
There's a quote from the movie Speed about this.
I was just going to say Speed.
Relationships that begin in...
intense circumstances never last or something. Yeah, which is just so true. And I was thinking the exact same thing. My first one that came to mind was Nick and Hannah from Gemini.
I believe all of the Illuminae characters will stay together forever. Same. And I will Same. Not hear Same.
Like, I no, was see, making this my list, I, and I was like, Obsidian and Gemini and
Illuminae they are perfect. Couple.
I was like, nope, I'm not touching them.
You guys are just too, it's too new for you, I think.
No, they're lasting.
No, they are amazing, they're don't lasting. Get me wrong, but I just think that Nick...
Katie and Ezra broke up and got back together. That just proves that they were meant
under
to be.
More intense circumstances. So, what if they were average Joes working 9-to-5
If they were average Joes, they probably wouldn't have broken up in the first place.
I can't hear this.
No, you're gonna hear it, Sarah.
Okay. Sorry, but did you finish Obsidian?
Yeah.
Spoilers alert. So I just wanted to know that we're all talking as though... How can you think that they wouldn't last?
Just because I'm just thinking that Nick would probably be...
No, they're opposites attract. Opposites attract.
No.
Has better chance of working.
Yeah. I just think he'd be, he'd dominate the underbelly in this world, I think. I think if he grew up in a mob... Do you really think that in any other reality that a mobster would meet, like, a preppy teenager?
If he had the personality of Nick, and if they met when they were teens, I reckon, yeah.
I think yes, too. You're not going to change our minds on this topic.
So, you know.
Look, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm very doubtful.
I'm very doubtful about...
My opinion.
about love in general.
Why are you even in this podcast, Sarah?
So probably no one would last in real life. But I think of all the ones from books to focus on, like, they seem like, to me, all the couples in the Illuminae files.
They're fine to me.
Yeah. They seem pretty solid.
Like, so, like, it doesn't we should seem ask like... Jane Amy this question next week. Do you think?
I mean, they're young. They are young.
Yeah.
So given their age, the odds are against them. But
see, every book that I read that's like, you know, Gemini and Obsidian and all that, with that intense situation, they've fallen off, I always think about that quote from Speed, without a word of a lie. And I think, what if they don't
But
that
you know
together?
That if Keanu Reeves had been available for Speed 2, he would have been in it.
See, and I think about that too. Like, and then, Miss Congeniality, like, they don't end up together. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Again,
don't touch the Illuminate characters. They're fine. They're happy. They're living lovely lives.
They just haven't said anything. Someone
what else have we got?
Was going to say the couple that absolutely would not exist in real life: Edward and Bella from the Twilight series.
100%.
I have so many issues around that.
Yeah. I agree with you, and that also extends to Anna and Christian.
Yeah, I think
that's doomed. Either way, she ends up murdered.
So wait, when these fantasy characters. Say Edward Cullen, who's a vampire, comes into our world. Is he a vampire or is he just average Joe?
No, he's just got that personality.
He's just got the personality without the...
Like the personality of a psychopathic murderer.
So he's got okay. Not a vampire, psychopathic murderer. Okay.
A stalking, controlling, psychopathic murderer.
Oh yeah, of
murderer.
Course not, because the allure... You know, I'm using...
In real life, Bella and Anna are dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, the allure is that he's a vampire, you know. Ooh, and then... But...
You know, she's willing to die for love, and
God, woman.
To me, in real life, she would have committed suicide and just not.
They both would have. They would.
No, I have many problems. I'm with Tracy. I have many problems with that. Just that couple.
In real life, she would have been like, "Oh, a guy's watching me sleep. That's disturbing." We hope.
I feel like they've been the couple that got together, broke up, got together, broke up, got together, broke up. Like, they just kept breaking up. Like, they just, that's the vibe I get.
It's a poisonous relationship.
Yeah.
And the only way that it's acceptable romantically for readers is because it's a fantasy world with vampires. And then I don't know how that translates into
Fifty Shades of Grey. If you wrote that contemporary fiction with same characters
in Fifty Shades of Grey, she would divorce him and then get money and then be rich.
Which is not what happened, but I feel like in real life it would.
Yeah.
In real life, he's got way too many problems, but also in real life, she wouldn't exist because real people have far more
emotions,
actual personality.
Yeah. And the books aren't sexy, so they, like, everyone raves about them being great erotica, but I don't know. I just think that
I just think it's not a realistic love story at all.
I think Anna's inner goddess would be telling her to get the hell out of that relationship.
Yeah, it's a fantasy, and if it floats your boat, that's great. Whatever works. All I'm saying is, if you lift her personality, which is barely existent, and his personality, which is psychotic, and put them into real life characters, you have a murderer and a murder victim.
Yep.
Everything comes back to murder with you, Sarah.
I know.
The other ones I wanted to bring up in a series we've all read is the Sarah J. Maas Akawar series.
I have them as they would last, simply because, like, their romances are so over the top ridiculous. Like, I found my mate, oh my god. But like, I just feel like, no, like, I just feel like, even, like, I just look at them, there'd be that sickening couple that just, like, is so intense and, like, so into each other and, like, just, like, in a bubble, like, there'd be those kinds of
people.
Would
they be the couple at their wedding that they get up and they're close to the soulmates and they cry?
Yes, like, they would just be in their own little bubble and, like, you wouldn't see them for, like, years on end, and then, like, you just know that they'd be happy and just in a love bubble for life.
I think Sarah and, oh my god, mental blanking, help.
Tamlin.
Thank you.
Reese.
Not Tamlin, oh god, no. Sarah and Reese, I think their personalities were very compatible.
I don't think any of them would last. I don't think anyone from those books would last in the real
Maybe the intensity, like a very intense relationship is very, very hard to maintain because you can't live with just
the honeymoon period
one person, if you know what I mean. Like, you can't, you need other people, and then that, he gets a bit overprotective. She's very much a strong character. I think he potentially would get too domineering for her and she'd walk out.
Yeah, but because in real life, they wouldn't be bound together mystically by any kind of... In real life, they could be like, you know what? This is making us both miserable.
And he wouldn't have sexy wings to make him even more appealing.
And he doesn't have their kingdom in this world.
Yeah, like, imagine he's just an accountant and she's, like, a doctor.
That's where he went?
I don't know. It was the first profession I could think of. But they'd both be really busy.
They would probably both be very... busy and then, okay.
Look, let's go old school.
Yep.
Had they not killed themselves, do you think Romeo and Juliet would have made it?
No
way. It
was
infatuation more than anything. Yeah. They didn't know each other at all, really.
I've always found Romeo and Juliet highly unbelievable. I don't believe in love at first sight. And I just think that they two stupid teenagers who got head over heels infatuated with each other and lust, you know, and maybe there was a thrill of defying their families and all that, and they got carried away, and they were both stupid, and they died.
I also don't think the internet would help in their relationship.
No, I was thinking,
like, if they already killed themselves because of great misunderstandings, like, the internet would not help their cause.
No. And, and
they would definitely, they're doomed no matter where they are.
Yeah, and I don't think that kind of level of misunderstanding could carry in this world of, like,
but say
of
you
social
cleared
media.
Up the misunderstanding and you
of
just...
Of her being dead.
No, say that they didn't have... If you just lifted them out, dropped them in this world, two young kids who are infatuated with each other, it would burn out.
She was a brat and he was also a brat? I'm trying to remember.
They were just two young kids.
Yeah.
How old are they?
I'm just picturing the
years
in love.
Leo!
I think Juliet's supposed to be like 13 or 14.
And he's what, 15 or 16?
But it was a different world, guys.
If they were that age in this world, they may not even have dated at that age.
But if they were that age in this world, to translate it to be equal, we'd have to make them, like, older.
But, I mean, I have nieces and nephews that are in that sort of age bracket, and there is so much intensity and so... They get so obsessed over their relationships that it breaks up anyway. They can't maintain that. There's no real way of going forward as a relationship because it turns nasty. They start obsessively texting each other and
they're doomed.
You know, like, I just, It's doomed.
It's lucky that they die so young, because it just would have ended in
tragedy. So,
I think no matter what, it would have ended in tragedy. Yeah. It would be a massive breakup or fight or, you know, killing
each other. Well, is it 50% of marriages ending in divorce now?
I think like 40% or something. It's not quite that high.
The odds are stacked against them. Mm. So another one that I sort of wanted to discuss was, obviously they're bad for each other, but Amy and is it Nick from Gone Girl? Yeah. So what do you think?
Ooh.
Clearly they're bad for each other, but just like, have you ever wondered what happens
after
the book? Yeah. Like, how does that pan out? She's gonna have a kid. Like,
that was so messed up.
How could they potentially be quite happy making?
I think
each
the
other
kid turns serial killer. Kid turns into a serial killer because of the pain of its childhood, because of its parents, of nightmares.
Probably.
Oh God, I don't know. I feel like they'd end up divorced, eventually.
No, I don't think they'd end up divorced. They're gonna be in some tangled web of like.
Yeah.
She's never letting him go.
No.
He may want to leave, and she'll probably end up killing him.
I don't even think she would kill him. I think killing would be
like,
too easy.
Like Stephen King misery kind of.
He's tied to her forever. She's, yeah, like, but could they, but, like, even though it's horrific, like, is there some sort of level of weird dysfunction where they could just find...
I guess they would just ignore it, like, they'd live in this world of kind of, like, their own fantasy.
Like, are they the type of people that thrive on making each other miserable so much that they would actually lead quite a happy life?
Do you think they'd lead different lives at the same time? Like, they'd probably have, you know... A man on the side and a woman on the side.
You would ever want to cheat on that woman?
No, but maybe they would come to an agreement. Do you know what I mean? Like if they don't.
I don't
end
see
up,
it happening.
Oh, I just.
Obsession's never good in any relationship. I don't think any relationship survives if one person is obsessed with the other.
What
I
about.
They could have a miserable life, basically.
What about. Katniss and Peter?
I have them. I don't think they would last.
No, because. She never noticed him.
She's always been quite emotionally detached as well. Yeah. And I don't think in this real world with so many other distractions, I don't think...
It was those specific circumstances of the life-threatening, you know, Hunger Games and all that, that made her realize that she actually cared for him, you know, in the second one.
I don't even think they would last beyond the end of Mockingjay. Like, I know they have...
If we're taking
everything.
Them from the end of Mockingjay and putting them in the real world, there's two people with severe PTSD.
That's why they stay together. Well, that's what I got from it anyway, that the only reason they
Yeah, she didn't... They never really, like, had a conversation about it. They just ended up
it's
in the
because,
house together.
Yeah, like, and because they're the only two
they
people
just gravitated.
Who understand what they went through, so they need to, like, lean on each other.
Yeah.
But I just... Could you imagine having two parents with such severe PTSD? Like, I don't think that would go
and
down.
You've got to have more of a connection than just that one.
Our
again.
Trauma.
See, I think...
Yeah.
I think if it had been a standalone book and it had ended with them getting together, it would have been so great.
They went through too much.
It just was such a sad, depressed ending.
It was a bittersweet ending. Like, you're glad that they're together, but you know it's just their only option, really, because if... You know, she wakes up in the middle of the night screaming hysterically because of the traumas of the past. He'll understand and he'll be willing to comfort her because she'll do the same for him. But
it's just like two broken people,
but if
like
he,
making the best of it.
Yeah, but if she married some average Joe and woke up screaming, like, he'd probably get over it. He'd be like, go to therapy, you know.
I also think it has, like, all the elements that, like, if what happened to them hadn't happened to them, it could have been a very sweet love story. It would have been very different. Like, the bread, the moment with the bread and everything, like, and, like, the kindergarten and singing in the class.
One,
like, they
really
have
cute,
they have
they
memories of
lot.
Each other. They've grown up together. They have both been aware of each other at different times. And I think that could have grown into something really nice. But then the Hunger Games
it
happened.
It was
and
a horror.
Ruined
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Okay, what about some characters from Harry Potter? What about Ron and Hermione? Does anyone
think
they
would?
I 100% think they would.
I don't think
don't,
they would.
Don't ruin it. I see, this is where I take what you guys are going to take them from me.
However, I never shipped them. I never shipped any couple. Like, this is weird. I didn't ship couples in Harry Potter.
No, neither
did I. I don't know if it's because I was younger and I just didn't think about it and I was happy as they were. But so to me, Ginny and Harry and Ron and
weird.
Hermione seems weird. Like, yeah. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like,
do you know
I
why,
perfect.
Do you know why?
I will fight anyone, including J.K. Rowling.
She decides to change her mind. I think it's because you start off with them so young.
Yeah.
And the idea of sex would never enter their minds as an 11-year-old. It just doesn't. So, and because I've literally just been reading all the books, I'm in the middle of the floor right now. it's nice, because I read them when I was really young, it's nice to read them again as an adult and to realize that there is no thought of romance or sex or anything passing through
their
minds.
Are you kidding? In first book, when they get dropped off at the train station and everyone's like, oh, it's Harry Potter, and Ron's little sister is like, oh, that's Harry Potter. I was like, they're a couple.
Yes, but you were a deep reader.
Yeah, we kind of got that. Yeah,
from book two, foreshadowing. Come on.
Yeah. No, but what gets me is like they're in a very
innocent,
isolated environment where they're thrown together. They're friends first. Yes, and that would mean that potentially they could last longer. But how many people who marry their high school love end up staying with them for their entire life?
Well, this story implies that they stay together.
Yeah, well, says that they stay together. You know, but if you think about, they really don't date anyone else. I mean, there's one for each of them, basically. Yeah, Ginny's pretty the only one.
I reckon, and I can only talk about book Ginny. I try to pretend that movie Ginny never happened. But, like, book Ginny is perfect. Yeah. And it means that Harry's part of the Weasley family, which from the get-go is what he always wanted.
Yeah. But he's already a part of their family.
He
doesn't need to marry into it. He is a part of their family.
I always wanted them to adopt him.
I find it to be perfect. Why and I can't, they? I can't, there's, those two are perfect.
Look, I might have had a completely different opinion if I hadn't read those books when I was like 7 onwards. Yeah. Because that's probably
that's
how
what
old
affected
I was
me too,
when I started reading them.
Well, I think I was the exact age as they came out, like when I was 11, that's the first book, and 12. Was
they
like,
had
I
big think, gaps yeah. in between the
So
books.
I was in year or 2 and the first 4 books were out, but that's when I started to read them when I was in year 2. So I would have been... I was 7.
Eight or 7, yeah. I was really similar to the ages, so I think for me those thoughts never occurred to me.
I was 18.
Yes,
so,
I didn't read into the jealousy and the things like. But then literally listening to, because I'm listening to Harry Potter 4 at the moment, and we just had the Yule Ball, and here Ron and Hermione at each other's throats about Crumb. It's so much more obvious as an adult being like, oh, someone has feelings for you. Like,
I think that J.K. Rowling decided from book one who would be with who. Yeah. And it always seemed really obvious to me and perfect to me. And I think they would make it in real life.
See, I find Harry and Ginny more believable than Hermione and Ron.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I do, but I
they
prefer Ron and Hermione.
Balance each other out so well.
But do you think...
I think it should, in real life...
Yeah, in real life.
I think she would get really impatient with him because...
Yeah, she does. She gets really impatient with him in the book.
Type A personality. She's really motivated. And
which is why she needs a Weasley.
Such the opposite of that. And I think she would just get really frustrated to the point of walking away from him.
If they were all
friends...
I reckon
it would work. I reckon they'd be one of those couples that people look at and just think...
What?
How did that happen?
Well, that's what I think when I look at them now, and I'm like, what?
I think if they were all friends in this world, and even though they don't go through dramatic things every year at school, if they were still friends, then maybe it would still develop. But if they weren't like a trio and have that opportunity to get to know each other in a really sort of platonic way and then fall in love, that they wouldn't, I don't know if they would be like attracted to each other as friends. Like Harry was kind of like the glue that held the group together. Like they were there for him, kind of thing. So if he wasn't there, I don't think they'd have been friends, and then I don't think they would have had a chance to develop their feelings. So I don't know.
I still think just taking their personalities that they're well matched. But
they grow to work with each other because they go through so much and they come to this understanding. But if they don't have the opportunity in this world, it may not happen.
Yes, but we're just talking about whether as a couple, personality-wise, if they would work in the real world.
Mm. I'm going to take us away from Harry Potter and go... And I'm not talking about personality for this couple. I'm just going to say that 100% they would not last because they would never have gone past this thing that happens to them. And I'm talking about Clary and Jace from The Mortal Instruments. There is no way they would last.
The brother-sister thing.
There is no way anyone would ever in real life be like, yes, you can continue to be in love with your sibling. Even then, that wouldn't happen.
That thought comes into your that, you know, they start to think, okay, we're brother and sister now. And then they're not. It's like, but there was a good significant chunk of your time when... you thought you were brother and sister.
I find it
there's
horrible.
No way there's no way.
We
no
see it
way.
A million times in as many soap operas as you like, but it's not something that people in real life get past, I don't think.
No.
You're right.
And someone would just be like, girl, stop. Stop, Clary. Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
Stop lasting. Lasting after him.
And what about, like, okay, so my beloved Jane Eyre.
I haven't read it, so I can't have an opinion.
Do you mind if there's some spoilers? Because, okay.
I mean, it is a book that's been around for how long? I think it's fair to say.
I'm glad. If you don't want to know about certain things that happen in Jane Eyre, stop listening now. But I find this a really an interesting one to examine in the 21st century, because in the 21st century, Rochester is a nightmare monster. Like, the way he behaves in that book is appalling. He has a mentally ill wife and he locks her in the attic, and then he starts up dating with someone else and then tries to marry her even though he's already married.
Like, arrested.
It's terrible by today's standards. By the standards then, what was the alternative to locking her in the basement? It would have been putting her in an asylum where she would have been horribly treated and molested and probably killed. So he was probably doing the kind of thing to keep her at home. And, you know, yes, he lied. He lied to her. But, you know, within the context of that society then, it's less monstrous to me.
In today's society, it wouldn't work.
So in today's society, he would be in jail.
Yeah.
And maybe Jane would be like...
Or maybe she'd be in an asylum and he'd just be...
Well, in today's society, he would divorce his crazy wife, but he couldn't do that.
Maybe not.
He couldn't do it, and so, you know, that's one where if you lift the people out and drop them now, it wouldn't work, but...
Well, can I go to my... Also, you do Jane Eyre, I do Peter Pan every time. But I think that they would maybe potentially last, and the reason is because the reason they don't end up together, at least in their world in the early 1900s, is because Peter refuses to be a grown-up, right? And being a grown-up then meant very different to what it does now. Like, he would have had, like, a job as a banker or something, really, that he would have hated. It would have been really stifling. But in this society, Peter, yes, he would have had to be a grown-up.
He could have just been a kid old.
He could, exactly. And his job could be, he could have been a skydiving instructor.
Like, he would have been something wild.
He would have been a wild, you know, adult. He would have invented
an app for sure.
Yeah, or something really
useful. Entrepreneur.
Exactly. And whereas I think, I don't know, Wendy would probably just be a very high-strung housewife or something. I don't know. But
I don't see that couple working in real life.
No, neither do I.
I see her being like, oh my God, grow up.
Yeah, I see her just walking away. Why would you put up with a man-child? And a lot of women in today's society don't do that. I mean...
But I think maybe it's funny because I see Peter working in this world, but you're right, the couple maybe not. But I just, you never know, maybe.
And are they a couple? Like, are they really a couple?
No, they're not a couple due to their age, right? Mm. But they play house. You know, Wendy is the mother figure. Where am I going? Yeah, Wendy is the mother figure. And the reason she doesn't stay is because it is actually exactly what you're saying in a way. Yeah. She realizes I would prefer to grow up and have this normal life to live with this moody little idiot.
I know what word you wanted to say then.
I stopped myself.
I always kind of preferred the pairing that is in the movie Hook, which is Tinkerbell and Peter Pan.
Which I see always anyway, because the way Tink gets super jealous and she's so moody and she tries to kill Wendy.
See, that's another one destined to fail in this real world. Murderous couples. What about Kathy and Heathcliff?
That would not work.
They would both be institutionalized.
Yes, definitely.
What about couples that we definitely think would work?
Okay, my really random one for this is America and Maxon from the Selection series. Simply because they would so totally meet on The Bachelor, and they would so be that couple from The Bachelor that actually lasts and is like super like lovey-dovey and like not one of the failed ones where like...
they just get together for the ratings and then break up 3 weeks
later. Yeah, like I can totally see it. Like, I mean, that whole book was pretty much based off of The Bachelor anyways, let's be real. So like I totally can see that like that would work in the 21st society where like we're really into these.
I can see them staying together purely because they're both so dull. Who else would have?
I mean, that's true. But then I guess he wouldn't be. What is he?
He'd probably
is he prince. He's a prince.
He'd be like the son of a hotel tycoon business yeah. or something.
Like and, you support. Know, she could go and do whatever she wanted and not have to worry about her place in whatever
there. He would fund her
what
album.
What were they called? What were the things called? Like, it wasn't the...
I can't remember.
Whatever divide, they had numbers. She was a number 5, I think, or something. I don't know. They had numbers. It was a weird world.
But I do believe you're right, and I do see them.
And, like, I would totally, like, want to watch that season of The Bachelor, because, like, totally. Totally.
I wouldn't make it through that season.
I have yet to read the book, so...
Like, if you would like a good, light-hearted series that, like, you kind of just sit there and think, why am I reading this? But then you still read in one go.
I have it.
That is the series. Me. Like, a guilty pleasure read is that. Like, I yeah. just... Yeah.
I think one that would definitely work would be Anne and Gilbert Blythe.
Yes.
Anne of Green Gables. They're rock solid.
Yes.
That's... And probably...
I haven't read it, sorry.
That's the classic sort of squabbling kids turns to friends, turns to lovers.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love that.
It's, I think they would work in
like
our world.
Like Ron and Hermione. Squabbling kids turns to friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
Turns to lovers.
It's actually quite similar, except that Ron is way more foolish than Gilbert Black.
Yeah, but it takes place over such a long period of time. Mm. Like, they grow up
and they're like really
into being
kids.
Adults, whereas with Ron and Hermione, they start dating at a stage when they're still kids,
really. Well, they don't really get together until very, very late.
They get... Yeah, but it just, like, I don't know. I think...
Anne's probably 18 when she gets married. They're probably 18 when they finish school.
I think the character of Anne and Gilbert Blake is much... They're much more aligned than, I think, Ron and Hermione. They're less opposites, you know what I mean?
She's Anne's opposite to everyone.
Yeah, but she's like quirky not, and she, yeah. at heart, they're both very devoted, caring...
They would last, right?
People, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they would be a forever couple.
That's nice.
I also reckon one of those couples that is the sort of archetypal love-hate couples, which is Beatrice and Benedict from Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh!
I reckon they would be that couple that always fights but always stays together.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
They would last in the real world.
I love them.
Yeah, they're great. And it would be fiery.
I definitely love the entrance of Kenneth Branagh. Version of it.
They did a good version of
they
it.
They were great.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, they would last. And then this is a bit of a random one, and I don't know if any of you guys have read it, but I highly recommend it if you haven't, which is the Dorothy L. Sayers Lord Peter Wimsey series.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like old school crime, Agatha Christie style. But the main character is this, like, Lord Peter Wimsey. He's like an eccentric lord character. And he sort of solves crimes for kind of the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Harriet Vane is a really, like, modern woman. And they meet when she's on trial for murder, and he gets her off on murder charges. And then they eventually get together. And I think because they're both really smart, and because it turns out to be one of those classic things where she's like, I will never marry, and he just keeps just following her through books, like, seeing... But why not? Like,
but why would you marry me?
I think they're very well matched intellectually, and they're opposites, like, definitely opposites, and I could see them really getting working in real life. And they're just one of my favourites.
I have, like, a number 2 on my list of, like, it's kind of like the girl is younger than the guy. You have read one of the series, I'm not sure if anyone else has read them. Yelena and Valak from the study series. I think they would last.
They would last.
Yeah. And also Rose and Dimitri from Vampire Academy. I also think they would last, even though... There was a lot.
There's one of the vampire. How much older is the vampire?
It wasn't that.
No, he's in his, like, mid-20s and she's
in
I think that that's an acceptable age difference.
See, the Yelena and Valak.
Yelena and Valak one I ignore. I pretend that it's not there.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I pretend the age difference isn't there.
I still think they would last, though.
It doesn't bother me. But I think they'd get, like, you'd wonder if, like, their parents would have a problem with it in this society. Like,
luckily, they have no parents. Oh, wait,
she does.
Yeah.
But in their world, it's not something, there's never an issue that's really raised, is it? Not from my memory. Whereas here, you could imagine, like, if I brought home a man who was, like, 42, mum and dad would be like, oh, what are you doing?
Look, I'm really good at ignoring that stuff. There's a Tamora Pierce series where the age difference is something like, I think when the main character begins the book series, she's 15 or possibly even 14. And the guy is in his late 20s. admittedly, they don't get together
for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
But I still just, I retcon it in my mind and I'm like, no, that, it's just not there. That's, that age difference is icky to me, so I ignore it.
What is the Elena and Valak? I haven't said his name in so long. I'm like,
it's 20 years or something.
Is it 20?
I think it's more. I think it's even 25. Because isn't she, she's like 17?
It's a disturbingly large age difference.
And he's, I think he's mid-30s.
I'm Googling.
Maybe it is 20 years.
I pretend that it's not.
Yelena is 19 and Valak is in his early 30s.
Oh, okay. So
it's not that bad.
It's not as bad as I thought.
By today's standard, it's pretty gross. If you knew someone, a guy in his early 30s who was dating a 19-year-old, you would think it was gross.
But it's all about the age that they are. So if she was 25 and he was, you know, how old?
It would be about
37, 38 or whatever. But it wouldn't be as bad.
But they're not. She's 19.
No, but by the third or fourth book, they are that age.
But that's not when they get together. I'm just saying, if we're dropping them in our world, and he's 32
in
and she's
Maria
19.
In Maria Snyder's defense, she never wanted them to, like, she didn't plan for them to be together. It just happened. She said that herself.
Yeah, that's cool. And I like the books. But if we're dropping this couple in the 21st century, it's gross.
I don't think, yeah, I don't really think it would.
I think it would last.
I think I have a problem with how it would start. But if it started, then yeah, it possibly would last. Because they were quite a strong couple.
I'm
going to
doom them. I don't think they last. I think the age difference.
I'm just basing them on their personalities. I'm not looking at their age right now.
This is true. Personality-wise.
Okay, what about one that we're all excited for, the second book in the series, but Leslie Strange and...
I haven't read that.
Forever.
But they never... Well,
they haven't even met yet.
They only meet at the end of the book. So...
And she's possibly...
She's
Oh, she hasn't read it.
She's... In dire straits, let's just say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she's in dire straits.
They only date in their dreams, so...
Yeah, but...
You know.
No, that's forever. They're perfectly matched.
Be interesting to see in the second book what happens with that relationship.
Yeah, see, I was never really sold on them as a couple yet. But I'm willing to see how it goes in book two.
They killed me.
Beautiful. And I was so sad at the end.
It's okay. We won't talk about anything. What about one you can talk about from Lainey Taylor?
Which I haven't read.
Karuan. Well, yeah. What's his name?
As starts with an A. Oh God, I can't even remember. How can that be? I love it so much.
I really like them in the first book. I'm not quite sure if I like their relationship as the series progresses. But like, if we just talk about first book, then like, yeah.
Well, see, they're one of those couples that have. Horrific history, right?
So
without spoiling it for you, Bron, shit has gone down in the past,
and like major shit,
major,
not
like,
just like shit, major shit. Like
so,
there's a difference.
Sense going crazy.
Yeah, Akiva, that's what his name was.
Akiva.
So I actually think, as in the real world, they would be very challenged to make it work after every. If they had the same
That's
kind
what I mean. Like, I really
past.
Love them in the first book, but then like as their past influences a bit more in the later in the series, I don't like them as a couple as much. And
oh, I loved them the whole way through, but it was so angsty.
It's very angsty.
I'm going to wrap this up, guys. But why don't we just quickly finish with what we're currently reading to now? What are you reading?
I am currently reading Great Expectations by Charles Dickens and listening to Gemina on audio.
So good.
I'm reading the Jonas Bowes telling of Macbeth and listening to The Must, the Invisible Library series on audiobook.
I also just started the Jonas Bowes retelling of Macbeth and I'm finishing off Children of Blood and Bone.
So good. I'm reading Cersei by Madeline Miller and I'm listening to Harry Potter.
Yay!
Can't wait for Cersei.
It's good.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I can't believe we didn't talk about
I know, I thought about it a few times. Look,
just for the record,
they'd make
last.
It. They're on my list.
They would 100%
make it. And we all
agree
that they would make it. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll catch you next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.